Welcome back to the Computer Corner. It is Ken Colburn and Chad Pyle making our way through another Saturday, helping you with your computer questions, problems, issues. And hopefully, if you've not put together a solid backup plan, the resources we have at our website today, datadoctors.com, click on the radio show section and you'll see all the hard work that Chad performed to, or I guess that's really not the right way to say that, but you worked hard to put together some resources.
I certainly did.
That should help anyone and everyone out there, all you home users out there. Plus, you can check out our download of the week, which is a neat little backup program. There's a million different things that you can do. First thing is educate yourself.
That's right. If I can get one person to start backing up their stuff, I'll be content.
One bite at a time, huh?
That's right.
All right, let's see if we can help. I'm not even sure how to say the name. Caesar?
Yes.
Oh, he just spelled it phonetically.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
You bet. How can we help you?
This is kind of embarrassing. I'm one of those people that don't know pretty much nothing about computers.
All right.
And this is our second computer that we bought for our daughter. And the only thing I know how to do is to check, see what size she goes to, what she looks, and all that stuff. Pretty much the basics.
Right.
And yesterday, she was doing her homework. She got into a website regarding science.
Okay.
And somehow, she got a virus.
Uh-oh.
So she called me, and I came to take a look at it, which, like I said, I know nothing. And the...
Well, now, why are you saying that you have a virus? How do you know that?
Well, it's not a virus. It's a parasite.
Oh, okay. You got like a spyware or Trojan or something.
Yes,
okay. Gotcha.
Exactly.
Okay.
How can I get rid of it?
Well, let me ask you, how often, or do you update your Windows operating system on a regular basis?
No, this is the first time it happens.
Okay,
this computer is brand new.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how new the computer is, and that's a great point, because that's a common misconception that just because it's new that it has all the updates. You need to be checking at Microsoft's website at least once a month, if not more often, if you're on the internet. Because what happens is they discover vulnerabilities, or they discover holes, security problems in the software. You are, it sounds like, a victim of what's called a drive-by download. In other words, just by going to a website, they can actually, in the background while you're visiting the website, install something into your computer. There's a simple fix to that. There's two issues. One, you want to get rid of it, and two, you want to protect yourself against ever getting it again.
How can I do it? So
first, what you want to do is go to Windows Update. .microsoft.com. No www, just windowsupdate.microsoft.com, and start going there at least once a month to make sure that you have all the latest patches. We did a test with one of the TV stations here on a new machine that you buy in the store.
Uh-huh.
We brought it to our office to find out how many critical updates it was missing, and it was 10 patches, 10 critical updates behind, because it was 6 months old by the time the customer actually got it to their house. So you can't assume anything. You have to go and make sure and update this stuff on a regular basis. The second thing you're going to want to do is go to our website, datadoctors.com.
I got it.
Click on the yellow. There's a yellow ribbon in the top left corner. Says tested and approved, our software recommendations.
Uh-huh.
And you'll see in there that we have some spyware programs that are free that you can download and install to try to remove these things from your machine. One is called SpyBot. Another one's called AdAware.
Okay.
And for those of you that have used those that are not having any success, we're now using a product that's a pay product that we particularly like. It's called Spyware Killer. And if you don't know where to get it, you can call any of the Data Doctors locations. They can help you out with that. Or you can actually go buy any of the stores and buy it, as a matter of fact.
One more thing. After this happened,
yes.
a little sign appeared on the screen saying that I can be connected straight to a company that will clean all these kind of problems.
No. Don't believe that.
That's what I said. I even told my daughter, I said, don't even touch anything. I'm sorry, honey. And this is for real. The first thing came to my mind were you guys.
Yeah.
So I told her, you know what? Wait until Saturday. I'm going to have to call these guys.
Well, Caesar, I'm glad you think that we can help you in that way, but you do definitely need to do that, and also make sure your antivirus software is updated as well.
One last question.
Yep.
And like I said, it's kind of embarrassing for me because I should be up to date on this new tech and all that because it's very useful.
Well, here's the reality, Caesar. With kids in the house, you're either going to be you're going to do it willingly or you're going to be forced to do it.
Exactly. And that's what I'm coming to. How can I learn? How can I? First of all, I have no need for it. That's probably the reason I never.
Yeah, now you do. Now you have to learn. There's a million places on the internet that'll teach you a lot of these things. Obviously, that's part of our education process on our show. If you're not a subscriber to our weekly newsletter, we give you alerts. We tell you, hey, there's a new problem. Make sure and go here. We give you the links to click on. So that's why we put that newsletter out. It's a free service from Data Doctors. And the other thing you can do is if you get frustrated with this machine, you can any of the 16 Data Doctors locations, you can take it in, and they'll do a free checkup for you while you're waiting there and show you what's wrong, how bad it is, so that you can decide what you want to do to get it cleaned up.
And if, Caesar, if you want to empower yourself a little bit, you can take, there's a plethora of courses you can take at any of the community colleges on different subjects.
Yeah, they'll give you a basic background, but not how to be a parent in today's day and age. What you want to do is search in Google for parental control or parental internet help. There's all kinds of sites out there to help you. All right, I think we got him. Not sure what happened there, but it is the Computer Corner. We still have another half hour left. It's Ken Colburn, Chad Pyle, and Chris Cabrera talking backup, backup, backup. Or in this case, we got parents, parents, parents.
Right.
You got to learn. You have to learn. Your kids are going to be way ahead of you, and it's a lot more expensive to learn after they've screwed up the computer. So empower yourself. In fact, when we come back, I'll give specific web sites for you parents out there to learn more about how to manage the computer in a house with teenagers. It's the Computer Corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR. When we come back, more calls and questions. A couple of open lines, 602-277-5827. Back after this break. Two things.